Welcome to Speaking of Grace, the weekly message podcast from the Whole Life Church in Orlando, Florida. We're a multi-ethnic, multicultural, and multi-generational congregation committed to our mission of loving people into a lifelong friendship with God. We are committed to our vision of being a church without walls, fully engaged in serving the people of our community. Thank you for joining us as we continue Speaking of Grace.
Whole Life Church family, my name is Tamara Boone, and I serve as a development officer here at iDignity. I wanted to take a moment to thank you from the bottom of my heart for your generous $2,500 sponsorship of our upcoming Super Duper fundraiser. Your support is more than a financial gift. It's a reflection of Christ's love in action. Because of you, neighbors in need will be able to obtain vital identification documents that open doors to employment, housing, healthcare, and education, and so much more. You are helping to restore dignity and hope and the opportunity to thrive to people right here in our community. As Matthew 25:40 reminds us, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did it for me. Your generosity is truly making an eternal difference. So on behalf of all of us here at iDignity and those whose lives that will be changed because of your kindness, thank you, and may God richly bless you for the seeds you're sowing in His kingdom.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, and thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, iDignity.
Thank you. Thank you for everything.
Thank you, iDignity.
Thank you very much.
I want to say thank you.
Thank you, folks. Thank you.
Thank you, guys, for everything.
Thank you.
Simply put, thank you. I mean, to infinity and beyond, guys are awesome. Thank you so much.
Because of Whole Life, we have been able to receive many donations and volunteers from the church, which has helped my nonprofit provide a free shopping experience for those in need throughout Central Florida.
Hey, shout out to Whole Life Church for being a true example of a church who walks alongside of other ministries, in which they've done so graciously here in Orlando with Young Lives Orlando, serving teen moms and their babies. Whole Life has provided us with a safe and stable place to come to host our gatherings with our young moms and their babies. And we just love the environment. And so we're so gracious for that. Not only has Whole Life walked alongside of us in that capacity, but offering us a space for our mentors, for leaders to provide trainings and meals to host at our gatherings. And Whole Life Church has just been a super, super blessing to the Young Lives Orlando family. Thank you so much.
Because of Whole Life, families with no place to turn are given a safe place to stay, a warm meal, and loving care.
Because of Whole Life, many of your volunteers generously give your Sundays for volunteer and support at Family Promise of Greater Orlando, while others in the community are gathered in worship.
I promised myself that I wasn't going to cry, but man, they get me every time. I want you to take a moment right now to close your eyes. You've heard from our partners, but I want to tell you a little bit more about what we've done today, and as well as what we continue to do as a ministry. So close your eyes for me and hear these stats and hear them as people and as thank yous. Today was a powerful reminder that our impact and our commitment to be a church without walls allows us, you, because of you, Whole Life, to connect with more than 100 nonprofit agencies, of which 18 offered us opportunities and 11 were represented today. Because of you, Whole Life, 450 plus served, representing 1,800 plus hours. Because of you, over 40 children all across the world will have access to clean water through World Vision. Because of you, 24,000 meals will be delivered to places that are war-torn or undernourished with food supplies. Because of you, we served 55 families from being unemployed, homeless, or exploited through our community assistance funds, with 12 additional more waiting for your support right now. Because of you, ministries like Family Promise will receive stories like Leah's story, who recently lost her mother and is currently experiencing homelessness. And she felt so welcomed by our volunteers, and even asking when she was going to return back to the Whole Life Hotel. Because of you, Kevin and Kendra, this was their first church rotation, having lost a wife and a mother. And Kevin, who usually is quiet, shared that he wouldn't have made it through the first week of being back in a shelter without Whole Life. Our ministry provided a space for grief, conversation, and healing, something truly sacred. Because of you, we continue to do amazing work throughout Central Florida and now even throughout the globe. Thank you. Thank you for your generosity. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your time. Thank you for volunteering today. Thank you for being a part of this community to truly be a church without walls.
There are many things that I don't enjoy, but there are three in particular. I do not like waking up before 5 a.m. I do not like walking or running, unless there's a donut on the end of it, maybe. And most of all, I am recovering from PTSD from when I was 17 years old and had to spend a summer knocking on doors, selling religious books door to door. So the final thing that I just absolutely do not like doing is going up to a random door and knocking on it. So, Anderlene made sure I checked all three boxes in 24 hours. All three. 4:45 a.m. came early, Anderlene. It came early. Early. Like, I don't mind 5:15, but anything before 5 is just, it's not a natural time to get up, even if you go to bed early, which I did. And I'm just going to go ahead and say what I know a few of you experienced today. I don't want to do this. Okay, all right, maybe it's just me. I don't want to wake up early. I don't want to go do this. I don't want to go do that. Aren't we just having church today? That's what the Sabbath is for. Pretty sure in Genesis it says, and the Lord created the Sabbath and we all went to church. But if I hadn't got up at 4:45, I want to go sit next to Forrest and Bernie and have a real meaningful conversation. It was cool seeing two people that I think are really cool people get to know each other and seeing between them as they're doing it. It was fun going on a misguided walk around the lake when we could have taken the shortcut the other way. And it hit me while Christina Anderson was talking at the end. I remember that It took me back to Thailand when I was in college, and we went and put in a gravity-fed water system in a village in Thailand. The people there would walk a mile up a mountain to the water source, and then they would walk back down to their village. And they did that several times a day, just so they could have their water needs met. And it reminded me of the look on their faces the first time we put that in, and there were now water sources in several locations in their village. They literally just had to walk out their door, lift up, and water came flowing out. And the look on their faces, like, it was like the, like, just mind-blowing to them. It changed their life. Like, literally, they were waking up at 4:45 every day to walk a mile up and a mile back with water. And by waking up this morning at 4:45, I was a small part of 40 people in the world not having to do that again. And so were you. And that was meaningful as I thought about that. You're feeling bad about waking up once at 4:45. These people do it every single day. And if they don't, it is a matter of life and death. And then what I was what I was looking forward to the least was going to Florida Living. I got assigned that one kind of last minute. And the assignment was to go just knock on retirees' doors at 1 in the afternoon. Hope you don't interrupt their meal or their nap, and ask them if they want to have any prayer or anything like that. And you know, I know most of you think I must be the most sanguine person on earth who enjoys doing that. Nope, that ain't me. I am somewhat of an introvert, and for me to actually, it's a lot of energy for me to output to do that. And I was literally very much not looking forward to this at all. And I showed up, and the Adiogan family saw a picture of us up there, was there, and Paul has this huge grin on his face. Like, we're gonna do this! Like, yeah, Paul, we're gonna do this. I hope I was a little bit more enthusiastic than that. And Paul is just a ball of sunshine and happiness, and his wife and kids, a neighbor. And we go start knocking on doors. And at one of the doors, lady opened it. And we introduced ourselves. Hi, we're from Whole Life Church. She goes, yeah, that's my church. And I was like, ooh, I don't recognize you. And she said, yeah, I haven't been in a while. You want to come in and spend some time? So we did. And had a meaningful conversation with her. I just love your church. I love our church. Just, there's been some things. So it was a chance to connect. I wouldn't have met her had I done what was comfortable for me. And then we went a little bit further, and we met so many really cool people, by the way, and it was very enjoyable. And the final person that we went and visited was a lady who had been a pastor's wife. Her husband had passed away. She invited us in too, and we had the most meaningful conversation with her. And at the end, she had these prayer requests that were beautiful and meaningful. And I don't like the idea of kicking the bucket myself, but I imagine my wife sitting there and having somebody come visit her. And it took on a different meaning for me. I thought, man, I am so glad that I did something uncomfortable for me this afternoon, because I know it was a blessing to the people that I went and saw, and it was a real big blessing to me. Research from Carnegie Mellon University says that people who give back to their communities experience better overall health, greater life satisfaction, fewer hospitalizations, higher self-esteem, and a greater ability to manage their own chronic illnesses. A study of older adults who volunteered very regularly showed that they had a 40% decrease in their high blood pressure. I guess what I'm trying to say is that while you're being a blessing, you're being blessed. There's often the idea that we have to give, we can only start giving when we experience overflow. But I want to suggest to you that overflow happens when you start giving, not before. If you wait till you're overflowing, you might not experience it. But if you do give before you experience the overflow, that's when overflow will start happening in your life. The things that you thought were important may become less important. And the things that you thought you didn't like doing, maybe you will enjoy doing. You might be surprised. The Bible puts it this way in Proverbs chapter 3. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first produce of your entire harvest. Then, so remember what I said about overflow? Then your barns will be completely filled and your vats will overflow with new wine. Family, I'm proud of you. This is such a good church. You give. You care. I don't feel like I have to get up. You don't hear a whole lot of stewardship sermons from me because I don't feel like I have to pound that into your heads. I feel like it's a part of who you are, and yet I still want to remind you it's important. Anderling mentioned that we, this year, what was the number, 55? There are 55 families in the Orlando community. Did you catch that? 55 families in this community that are not homeless because of your generosity. She mentioned that there was $5,000 raised. That's there somewhere. But this church also spent $10,000 on buying the supplies for the food that's going to go out to the world, that 24,000 pounds of food. This church does so much to financially support other organizations that help people in this community. And we only can do that because you bless us through what God's blessed you with. You bless with your funds, and you bless with your time. And I would suggest to you that your time is more valuable than your money, because most of us are pretty busy. So for those of you who give in a variety of ways, thank you. For those of you who are still thinking about it because it seems like you don't have enough time or enough money in your bank account, I want to challenge you. Don't wait for the overflow. Start now. Start now. I do want to let you know that right now the funds in our community assistance, because we've helped 55 families, they're running low. And there are 11 families that are waiting for help. Most of these families need somewhere between $1,000 and $1,500 to help them not become homeless. And I want you to know something. When we give money to people, they have to go through a really extensive process. We don't make it overly extensive, but we make sure that this money is not just going to be a Band-Aid and the problem keeps going. And we're very blessed to have Anderlene. I'm going to thank her a little bit later. But we're very blessed to have Anderlene, who's a trained social worker, who makes sure that when the money you donate is given to somebody, it's actually going to make a difference. So I have 11 families that are left, and I just want to challenge you, whether you're here in person or whether you're out there, to think about donating some money outside of what you normally would do for tither offering to help in our community assistance fund, to make a difference, to keep more families from being homeless in our community. I want to hear from you, though. Tell me about your day. Tell me about your experience in volunteering. I have a microphone. I think Freud has one. He's going to, and so does Randy. We'd like to hear your experience today. We'd like to hear what you experienced. Today, maybe in volunteering at Whole Life, I'm going to ask you to keep it to 60-ish seconds. They're going to hold on to the microphone. If you try to take it from them, they're going to yank it away, okay? So because they're holding on to it. But we'd like to hear about your experience. And so raise your hand really high if you'd like to share. And I'd like to hear maybe how you were blessed, how you saw someone else be blessed.
Yeah, so I was certainly blessed today. I love waking up at 4:45, just to be clear, okay? I love
that. Bless
your
heart.
But it was a great run, and I was certainly blessed. I came to the church. I made some cards. I was able to pack some meals, and just seeing the number that we did today, it's such a blessing. So I am fulfilled with all of the volunteer work.
I love it. Anybody else? What did you experience today?
So today we, with Aubrey and Desiree, me and Josefina went in the car with her, and Joe had made posters for some special needs children in our community, and we celebrated their major achievements, whether it was their birthday or going to VPK or getting a certain color belt in karate. We came and we met the family outside their door at their houses, and we brought balloons and bubbles and just cheered them on. And you know, some of the kids were a little hesitant or shy, and seeing the look on their faces when we were just celebrating something special about them was amazing. I mean, it touched my heart, and to volunteer together as a family is it's one of my favorite things to do.
Awesome. Anybody else want to share something that they experienced today, learned today?
Hi, so I went to the Seminole Animal Shelter and got to do a lot of laundry and a lot of cleaning up the food pans and sweeping and a lot of stuff. And I love animals so much, and I was hoping to get to spend a little time with cats, which I did that too. So it was very cool to help them out there. They're always overworked.
So Sherry, you did get to spend some time with the animals too, right?
Yes.
Our staff actually, for those of you who don't know, our staff every month goes and volunteers with one of our community partners for a morning. And we volunteered up there, and that all of our partners are amazing, but that was one of my favorites to volunteer at. That was a pretty good one. Awesome.
This morning I worked upstairs on the third floor with Rise, and I can't really explain it other than I felt like God feeding the 5,000, because the first time she hit the gong, she said, "We did our first 1,000 bags." And I go, "Within a half an hour? Oh my goodness." It was just awesome. And it just fueled us even more to want to do more, to the point I said, "How many did we feel, you know, making 1,000, you know, within that half an hour? You think we can beat that number?" And she said, "Well, take it slow. We want some for the afternoon." We're like, "Maybe not." But that was, I walked away feeling more of God's hands and his feet rather than just sitting in a pew. You know, he's filled us up throughout the week and sermons after sermons. And I just felt, it was time for us to get out and do something. And that is one of the reasons I joined this church, is community. And I love community. I love getting out and sharing the love of God, because I've watched it change people in so many ways. And I'm so glad for us today and for the things that we continue to do.
Awesome. Thank you, Desta. Have time for two more. one.
Oh. Give it to me.
Go ahead.
So we the race this morning, which was amazing. I love the fact that it was walk, run, or roll. So Carla and Ines were able to participate, which is amazing. Got a great orange shirt that I usually wear black, which is fantastic. So there's something different. World Vision holds a special spot in our heart. Going after Desta, I'm like, oh no. Then we went to lunch, and then but before we went to lunch, we stopped by several houses with Nathaniel's Hope. Their neighborhood, being their neighbors. We are in this community, we are this community, and for us to go to people's houses to show them, there's one family who had a 28-year-old and a 24-year-old. They said they don't get to go out much because when you have differently abled children, it limits, but because they're older, they're not in school, they don't have all those activities, so they really, really appreciated us going there. We brought balloons, we brought cupcakes, we brought signs, and they really, really liked it. My wife was like, oh, are we gonna go home, or are we gonna stay? And then she said, go in with Angela, Desta, and who was the other person? There were three. And Becky. And she said, go in and say hi. So I came in, and then we ended up staying, making cards from 3 o'clock until 6. And I mean, Angela was so funny, Desta was so funny. We had such a great time just filling out cards to these people who struggling in different capacities. There's a 9-year-old who had one diagnosis, and then there's a 53-year-old who had another diagnosis. And just the fact that I can write to them and say, hey, we're praying for you. I don't know you. I like white fluffy dogs too. You know, it was reaching out to somebody, overflowing and connecting in another capacity. And I mean, there were stickers on the table. It was just another way of connecting, and it was beautiful.
Love it, Joe. Love it. All right. I said two more, but there was another hand here, right? So Owen, go ahead.
All right. So I got a chance to do the walk this morning, but more than anything else, I got to connect with one of our church sisters, and the time we spent just walking and talking was just amazing. She filled me, I filled her, and you know, just the connection. You talk about being overflowed when you serve. That's what we felt.
Awesome. Last one right here. I'm sorry, son.
So to be completely honest, last week at service, when I found out that this was going to be happening today, I was like, oh, okay. Like, it wasn't good, it wasn't bad, I was just kind of neutral about it, and I was like, okay, I guess we'll see. And after the week that's happened this week, I was like, we have to be there. We absolutely have to be Jesus' hands and feet. So I was so blessed and touched by the little grain of rice we got to put in every bag and be Jesus' heartbeat in that very meal.
I love it. I love it. I said one more, but Sonny, I can't let you go. Is there yet one more?
I've done other volunteers opportunities before, but is this the first? I went to UP, which is against poverty, United Against Poverty, and I helped stock up the shelves of a grocery store. And let me tell you, this is no Public, this is no Aldi, this is not even a Save-A-Lot. It's not a place where you would go shop. But it was the first time that I did an opportunity where I actually saw the impact of what I was doing in real time. Why do I say that? Because as we were stocking the shelves, the people who were serviced by that organization were amongst us, getting their food, you know, that what they need. And it was a broad spectrum of different people, and just seeing people. At one point, we were bringing a box full of olive oil, and it's like we were literally mobbed, you know? Just made me think that, you know, it doesn't take long. That could be me in 3 months if I were to lose my job or something. It made me take a second look at realizing how lucky I am.
Amen. Thank you so much for sharing your experiences. I know there are many others here, and if you want to share them with us, please send an email. We'd love to hear your experiences and what this meant to you today. So thank you again. Thank you for each one of you that took time to be a part of this and to be Jesus' hands and feet in a world that desperately needs Jesus' love.
Let's pray. God of life, we come to you today tired in the best way, knowing we spent our energy with purpose. Our souls are feeling more alive, our hearts a little softer, our eyes more open than they were yesterday. Thank you for the gift of serving, for every conversation, for every meal, every act of care. Bless the ones we served today, those who deal with hunger and food insecurity, those without shelter and safety, those carrying pain in their bodies, those weighed down by burdens we can't see. Please, Lord, bless the people who receive these cards of encouragement that I'm holding. I pray that whatever kindness we were able to offer is a reminder that your love finds them wherever they are, and that they are remembered and known and loved. We ask you to bless our offering of love to our community, not just today as we celebrate, but every day as we serve people who were created in your image and who are worthy of being seen. Let it overflow and continue to ripple with life-giving effect. In a world where violence takes root in hearts and spills out in words and deeds, Lord, give us pure hearts and kind lips. Lord, in a world cracked by injustice, make our love stubborn, resilient, more powerful than despair. In a world where empathy is considered toxic and apathy hardens us toward each other, make us tender. Make us brave enough to care deeply and to keep showing up. Help us walk in the way of Jesus, not with loud proclamations, but with fierce gentleness, healing action, and hope that resists everything death tries to do. Let today not be an end, but a spark. Let it keep burning in us and through us until the world is made anew. Amen.
If you are a member of our Justice Advisory Committee, would you stand up for a moment for me, please? If you're a member of our Justice Advisory Committee, these are the wonderful people who help plan all the events today, and I want to say a huge thank you to them as they guide our church to help us reach out to our community. I want to especially recognize Christina Anderson, who is the chair of that committee, and we are grateful for your leadership on that committee. And I want to also just stand up one more time, Anderlene. Anderlene is our Justice Ministries pastor here at Whole Life Church, and I am very grateful for the committee that helped her with this. And Anderlene has done a lot of work to make this happen, a lot. This is a huge endeavor. If you think about trying to put together 700 different volunteer opportunities, making sure that all the places are coordinated, that the food that needs to be delivered in one place, and the you know, people like Ken know what they're supposed to be doing, and you know, just that kind of stuff. Anderlene, I am just so grateful for your ministry at Whole Life, and we are grateful for you putting this together today. But more importantly, we're really grateful for what you do all year long. So thank you for your ministry. All right, with that, let's have a closing prayer on a wonderful Sabbath. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Sabbath, a day to do good. Lord, today we have done good. I feel like that's your words. Well done. So Lord, may the work that we did on your behalf be a blessing in this world. Thank you so much for the privilege of partnering with you. Lord, for each person who's put so much into this, may you give back to them and may they overflow. I pray in your name. Amen.
Hi, this is Randy McGray, podcast producer and host here at Whole Life Church. Loving people into a lifelong friendship with God is our mission at the Whole Life Church, and our podcasts are designed to help facilitate conversations that help us grow together in that pursuit. Now that you've heard the message for this week, don't forget to check out the Whole Life takeaways for this message. Swipe up in today's show notes and join the conversation. Speaking of conversations, each Wednesday morning we take a closer look at the week's message. That's right, the one you just listened to. We discuss practical ways to apply spiritual lessons and ask honest questions about the issues we face as Christians, all focused through the lens of grace. Your voice is a welcomed addition to that conversation. We encourage your thoughts and your questions by sending a voicemail or text to 407-965-1607 or send an email to podcast@wholelife.church. You can find everything podcast related on our website, wholelife.church/podcast. And plan on spending every Tuesday evening and Wednesday morning with us as we bring you the Whole Life Church inspiration you love straight into your headphones. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.